Hi, I am Haley, and welcome to Topic 1 of Being Confident Around Men, inspired by Biblical women. This course begins with identity. Before we talk about boundaries, attraction, communication, or ministry settings, we need to begin deeper. A woman cannot become steadily confident around men if she does not first know who she is before God. Many women think confidence means being socially smooth. They think it means knowing what to say, looking attractive, sounding intelligent, or never feeling awkward. But biblical confidence is deeper than social ease. A woman can appear polished and still be insecure. She can seem bold and still be ruled by fear. That is why this course does not begin with technique. It begins with truth. Confidence around men does not begin with men. It begins with God. If a woman is trying to get her worth from male attention, she will become unstable. If she is trying to protect herself by controlling every interaction, she will become tense. If she is trying to seem strong by becoming hard or emotionally distant, she will become tired inside. If she is trying to disappear because she feels intimidated or ashamed, she may never step fully into the life and calling God has for her. Biblical confidence is different. Biblical confidence says, I was made by God. I belong to Jesus Christ. I do not need male approval to prove my worth. I do not need to perform to be seen. I do not need to become less feminine to become more secure. I do not need to fear men in order to stay holy. I can become a peaceful, grounded, truthful woman of God. When we look at biblical women, we see this clearly. Esther stepped forward when courage was required. Deborah led with wisdom under God. Ruth walked with quiet strength and loyalty. Hannah poured out her soul before the Lord instead of building her identity on the opinions of others. These women were different, but they shared something important. They were not ultimately defined by men. They were defined by God. That is where real confidence begins. This matters deeply for Christian women today, especially women called to ministry. Women serve in churches, teams, families, outreach settings, and leadership spaces where men are present. If a woman is ruled by insecurity, fear, shame, or the need for approval, that instability will affect her relationships and her calling. But if she becomes rooted in Christ, she can walk in peace. Confidence does not mean you never feel nervous. It means nervousness does not rule you. Confidence does not mean you become cold. It means you become settled. A confident woman in Christ can respect men without needing them to define her. She can speak truthfully, listen carefully, set boundaries clearly, and remain feminine without becoming fragile. So begin here. Confidence around men is not first about social skill. It is about identity. You are not here to become a performer. You are here to become a faithful woman of God. And that changes everything.